This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting has concluded peacefully for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 67.59% voter turnout was recorded when reports last came in. Voting was held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. After today's polling, political fortune of 528 candidates, including 55 women, will be sealed in the EVMs. Important candidates whose fate will be decided during this phase are Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Speaker Rabindranath Mahato, State BJP President Babulal Marandi, Opposition Leader Amar Kumar Bauri, AJSU President Sudesh Kumar Mahato and Kalpana Soren. Maharashtra recorded an average voter turnout of 58.22% till 5 p.m. While Gadchiroli was leading with 69.63%, Thane and Mumbai City were lagging with a turnout of 49.76% and 49.07% respectively. Meanwhile, 53.78% of voters have exercised their franchise in the Nanded Lok Sabha by poll till 5 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, Prime Minister Mark Antony Phillips, and over a dozen cabinet ministers. He was also accorded a ceremonial welcome. During the visit, Guyana will confer its highest national award, the Order of Excellence, on Prime Minister Modi. Barbados will also confer the prestigious Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados on the Prime Minister. A few days back, Dominica had also announced its highest national award, Dominica Award of Honor, to Mr. Modi. Government has said that 228 infrastructure projects worth 15,89,000 crore rupees have been evaluated by the Network Planning Group of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan in 2021 to bring synergy and synchronization in planning infrastructure. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary of Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Rajiv Singh Thakur, said the PM Gati Shakti initiative has reduced the logistics cost of projects and improved overall performance. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, has commenced in Goa at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium. Our correspondent reports that the event will celebrate India's rich culture with stunning performances. The opening ceremony will also highlight the journey of Indian cinema from the silent era to modern masterpieces. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Ong Xuan in Laos. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus. During the meeting, he will also address the forum on regional and international security issues. The Delhi government has decided to implement work from home for 50% of its employees amid poor air quality in Delhi NCR. City Environment Minister Gopal Rai has convened a meeting to implement this measure. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the severe category with an average air quality index or AQI of 430 as was recorded at 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to the CPCB, some parts of the city have breached the 450 AQI levels. In hockey, India have won the Women's Asian Champions Trophy. The Indian women's hockey team today clinched their second consecutive title by defeating China 1-0 in the final at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. With this victory, India have equaled South Korea with three titles each. Despite China's determined efforts, the first half ended goalless. However, the defending champions returned with a more aggressive approach in the second half and secured a breakthrough in the third quarter. Deepika's decisive strike in the third quarter sealed the victory for the women in blue. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Malvika Bansal and Lakshya Sen have stormed into the pre-quarterfinals at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.